Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Whips a pass in the corner. Zach Rizashay back to Jalen. Jalen now dribbling outside to Veet. Three-pointer, Veet Krejci. He's got another one. Veet makes it 95-92. Veet's got 25. That's his career high.
Yeah, he hit another one and finished with 28. Veet Krejci
eight
threes off the bench. And, like, he came in midway through the second quarter, and it was like he made five threes in a row. Like, he had five threes in the first half, and it seemed like they came in about a three-minute stretch. When the Hawks needed it, by the way, because they were down, they found themselves down 17 points early in the second quarter, and he came in and lit that thing on fire. And then it was a great game after that, just a back-and-forth game between the Hawks and the Clippers that the Hawks end up winning 105-102. Some really weird, bad decision-making by James Harden and others on the Clippers down the stretch when all they needed was to get a good look because they were only down three. Nonetheless, Hawks go into L.A., get the win last night. That's 5-2 in their last seven. They're 6-5 now, so back over 500. And it was an impressive showing by a bunch of different guys on the Hawks.
Yeah, I mean, you look at two in a row, won both games against the L.A. teams. Obviously, the Laker game was here, and they're on this short West Coast trip now. Got to go to play Sacramento. But, I mean, yeah, I mean, whenever your star player's out, you want people, and we talk about it's like, you know, just stay afloat and those things like that until you get this guy back. Obviously, this team is better defensively without him. We understand that part. But are they a better team?
I think that is true, but I think you can even go further than that. They're not a better defensive team. They go from being like a really average to below average defensive team to being, over the last six games, one of the best defensive teams in the league.
Right.
Like, because of all of the other guys that they have in the starting lineup, with obviously Dyson Daniels most specifically, but Porzingis protecting the rim, Rizashay, Jalen Johnson, like Mo Gay, I know he only played 8 minutes last night. He was incredible the other night against the Lakers. You bring him off the bench and he's just pure energy and he plays great defense. Like, you're elite at something when this is your lineup. Now, offensively, you're probably elite when Trey is out there too.
Yeah.
But you're also pretty good offensively now also.
It's so not bad.
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I think, like, historically, we've always said, no, of course, they're not a better team when Trey's off the floor.
Right.
And I still don't think they are because I still think he's, you know, I think he's overall, he has the most elite skill that anyone on the team has, and that's what he can do offensively. But I don't know. It's closer than it's been.
Yeah.
They're pretty good.
They're
even
better
without him.
Because they got better players.
Yeah.
They got better players. So when he's not there, it's not the dramatic fall off.
Like, I'm not trying to make this like a Trey referendum thing. And we're not going to do that every game because he's going to be out for like a month.
Yeah.
But this is different than it has been in the past because of how much better the roster is.
Yes. His roster is better and maybe your overall second best player can play and he's healthy.
Yeah.
And I think that's always key. When Jalen Johnson is healthy, they're able to do more. Because
you think he's their second best player?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
You don't think Porzingis is?
No, I think Jalen is.
I don't know, man.
He's a baller.
He's really good.
But I don't know if – because I look at Jalen as here. I don't look at Kristoff as here, meaning for the long haul. I mean, Jalen signed up for the long term and all. That's why I said Jalen like that.
Oh, okay.
But no.
He's here now.
But no, what I'm saying is that I'm thinking of like the long haul, the building blocks, the pillars. I don't look at Porzingis. I look at him as a great player that – Can they re-sign him? Will they re-sign him? Don't know. But I do know Jalen Johnson to be here.
Yeah. Right.
You know, and so that's why I viewed him as the second best player. But you can't.
And he might be anyway. I'm just saying, Porzingis is.
He's played well.
Really. When he's out there, he's good.
He's like, he's a good player. And so, but I think the biggest thing is that they've got the ability to. Because they still don't have the facilitator like Trey is. That's one of the best things to Trey is a facilitator. But they're not. It doesn't seem like they're missing that part of it right now. You know. And so as we continue to go down this stretch, and there's so many different guys contributing, which is always good too. Because I'd be picking at the dude Vit. I didn't know Vit could shoot like that.
Yeah, Vit.
Once he gets hot, he's going. And so
now he's never done that before.
Exactly.
So we're not going to count.
Oh no,
that.
We're not going to say that here. Let's start the sixth man of the year or the, yeah. No. The ninth man of the year.
But here's what I'll say, like, big picture about him. Mo Gay, Jalen Johnson for sure. Risa Shea, it looks like it. That, like, this coaching staff seems to have a real ability for development. Like, guys have come along, and even like Keaton Wallace played a nice 25 minutes last night. Like, they do a really good job of identifying, because they inherited a interesting collection of people.
Yeah.
And they've sifted through it and kept the ones that they really like. And, you know, for Vic Creche to give you 30 minutes last night and 28 off the bench.
Who knew?
It was vital. But they did.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, they know more than we do because they're with them.
They knew. I don't know. I'm impressed by, as much as we kind of give the Quinn Snyder era a little bit of a side eye so far because it hasn't won that much. That's one thing they've been very good at. Like, player development is, and that's not something we talk about really at all in the NBA right now. Because it's like draft high and get stars and move on.
Yep.
Like, their depth is really good because they develop well.
They develop well. They pick the right guys for, you know, as far as veteran leader, veteran type guys to bring in that have a specific skill set. Bringing a guy like a shooter like Luke Kennard. Bringing the guy, even though he's not playing right now. And I was the Alexander boy. I mean, you got guys
he's
that come
up.
In and do threat, but he's hurt right now. You have guys that, like you said, I mean, Keaton Wallace, he wasn't special, but he was played hard, and he did certain things that, you know what, my role is to do this. A lot of them, that, and going back to you talking about development, a lot of them are playing their roles the right way, and a lot of them are now in the right roles to play the role right. Because a lot of times with this team in the past, you've had players that you had to do something more than their role. This team doesn't have to do that.
Yeah, well, yeah, you also just didn't have two of the main things you need to win in the NBA right now, which is shooting and perimeter defense. You got shooters now. Like, you got, I mean, obviously, Veet last night, Luke Kennard can shoot. Risa Shea's shot is looking better. Obviously, Porzingis, there's going to be a night this year where he hits 7 or 8 threes. Like, he can do that. You got legit perimeter shooting. You got guys that can defend on the perimeter. And you have a roster of players that's trying hard.
Yes.
In the NBA, I mean, you win 50 games with that, you know?
Yeah, but like, you win the others with stars.
Yeah, yeah, you need stars to win in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Understood. But nice win last night for the Hawks. The Mavericks are going to fire Nico Harrison today.
They've already fired him.
Oh, they did?
Said, they said 10 o'clock, right? They said 10 o'clock Dallas time.
Oh, is that okay? Is it 10:30 in Dallas now?
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, they fired.
I never know the middle ones.
Yeah.
The Mountain and the Central, I don't know those ones.
Yeah.
I know West Coast and East Coast.
That's all I need.
Yeah, I don't know the other
but
ones.
But I think the one thing about they fired him, they didn't make the playoffs last year. Somehow they were rewarded with the number one overall pick in Cooper Flagg, and they started off awful. And lost a heartbreaker last night. And the owner, whoever he is, was sitting by fans. This is what Shams is saying. And sitting with the fans last night and was like, I got to do something about this. Told the fan, I'm going to take responsibility for this. And you fire the guy that traded away a generational player. And it doesn't help that Luka's averaging 45 points or whatever he is right now.
No, actually it hurts.
It hurts even more. It hurts a lot that Luka's doing that.
They finally got him in the gym and he looks like an absolute sniper.
Yeah, and you traded him away for this idea of Anthony Davis and his help.
I guess.
And the first game he's there, he's got the crowd hype, he's dunking, and then he gets hurt, Andy.
And he gets hurt.
Just like he always does. And then coming to this year, he gets hurt again.
Yeah.
And so.
Which he always does.
Which he always does.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's a mess down there in Dallas. I thought they may be able to hang on to they get Kyrie back or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, I felt like at this point, you already traded
You already got rid of him.
Like, if you were going to fire him,
But they can't fire him because they allowed him to do the trade.
Right, you gave him the green light to do it.
You gave him the green light to do it.
So, like, fire yourself.
You can't fire yourself.
You know? Right, exactly.
You can't fire yourself. You're the owner, man. But
this
that is
a weird timing.
It's funny. I was like, hold on. What?
I'll say this. For, you know, I don't know. I don't know what percentage it played. That whole, you just painted a whole big picture of a pie of different slices of all the reasons why he got fired. One of them is that the fans every single game were chanting fire.
They had this dude hide in the tunnel.
Every single game.
They had him hide in the tunnel, Nick.
They used to go to that arena and go nuts for Luka and Dirk and all these guys. Yeah. And now all they do is show up so they can chant fire the general manager.
Yes.
Last night he's sitting in the crowd. Yeah. That was part of it.
Yeah, dog.
You got to go, man.
What the hell? All right.
You got to go.
Hey, man, come to my office at 10 o'clock. I'm going to fire you. No, I'm going to stay at home.
Yeah, how'd that information
come out? I'm
not
going to waste no gas. I'm not going to waste no damn gas to come down there and get fired.
10 o'clock?
What are you
going to schedule my firing?
You know what I mean? I ain't coming. No. I wouldn't have came.
No, you got to. You just fire me over Zoom.
Yeah.
Or text
just call my agent.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different routes.
Yeah, just
you
call my damn agent, man. Which is, oh, God. You get, shout out to the rookie catcher, man, for the Braves, man. That's a big time deal for Drake Baldwin, man. To
Drake
be able
Baldwin,
to,
rookie of the year.
Rookie of the year. Something good happened.
Yeah.
You know, as far as postseason awards for this young man who, I mean, from talking about him in spring training where, you know, because Sean Murphy was there, you're like, oh, they're going to carry three catchers. And Sean Murphy starts late. And he's like, oh, we got this other veteran. No, we're going to let this young guy play.
Yeah, no, he's the best catcher we got.
Yeah, we're going to let this young guy play right here.
He's going
to
play a lot.
And he played, and shout out to him for winning the NL Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, man, awesome.
Good news.
And, yeah, it's just one of those, I don't know.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Now that we're a little further away from what the disaster of a season was, you can maybe start thinking about some of the, oh, and you got him too now?
Yeah.
Rookie of the Year catcher coming back that you didn't know you had that last year. A little bit of health, a little bit of pitching. Who knows?
Who knows, Andy?
You never know. You never know.
Who knows?
Yeah, we didn't play any stuff from the Monday Night Football game.
No, it was
Eagles
was,
won.
It was office. Office.
Eagles
office.
Won. You didn't need to watch
Sports
it.
Talk on the game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch all your local games every Sunday. Just visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.